And as they say, good morning, Kelvin, but Kelvin's not here today. He has been called away for his day job. I tried to get a phone number of somebody to call, but there was no number to call. So today we're going to talk about what's on our mind with only one mind involved, mine, and it's accelerated mobile pages. In the show notes, which you can get to at thegeiercookreport.podbean.com, I've got a link into the show notes there to take you to this blog that you're looking at right now, and you'll see the orange bars on the sidebar and say, oh, I found the place. And we basically went in and looked at a number of links in regards to accelerated mobile pages. But before I get to that, real quick, okay, this is the show notes as you're seeing them right now. And it's on a WordPress-powered blog. If you're using a content management system, the AMP process accelerated mobile pages, easy as cake to do. And this is what it will look like. Basically, you take the same URL and you add /AMP/ to the end of it, and you'll get this look. So you'll go from this, which is the desktop version, to this, which is the way it will look on mobile, tablets, and all those things, anything have to do with mobile. And as it shows in the show notes, you get to the first 8 tips to amplify your client's web page. And this is just came out September 21st, a couple weeks ago. In fact, not even 2 weeks ago. And the pages here will walk you through getting started, explains it. If you're using a CMS content management system, it's easy as cake to do. And also that not all types of sites are suitable for AMP. So if you've got like a weather radar or something that's dynamic, always changing, and Matthew, the storm that's coming, God bless everybody on the East Coast, hope that comes out okay. The content there might not be suitable for AMP. So you just want to amplify part of your site. You don't have to amplify the whole site when you're doing this. And here it says the AMP project is open source and it's still evolving. Yes, that's true fact. One of the things I've noticed is that indexing, and I don't know if it's because of structured data or because of AMP or because of a combination of both. If you're both mobile ready and structured data, and you've got AMP, then boy, howdy, you come up. Yesterday, I showed Kelvin a link, and the show that we did yesterday was indexed and into Google in 2 hours. I've never seen it done that fast, ever. So look into this AMP project. Again, the links are in the show notes, thegeiercookreport.podbean.com. And this Google Webmaster Central blog post is going to talk about the 8 tips to amplify your client's site. And then you say, well, why should I do that? Who's doing this? In the show notes, the ampproject.org link shows all of the sites, big name site like Time Incorporated, CNN, the list goes on and on, New York Times, that are using AMP right now. The ad delivery service, the analytics people, of course, Google Analytics is in there. And so you can get a quick overview. Do I need to include myself in this group? Am I comparable to one of these other sites? And further in the show notes, the link on ampproject.org, their main homepage, to get you started and get up to view. View the video there, instant pages everywhere. Reading on the mobile web is important. And the reason for that is in the show notes, and I'll show you the text I've got right there. The reason that AMP is going to be a part of the future is the relationships of mobile and e-commerce are so important. The things that you need in your email campaign now include mobile email campaigns. And in the blog at Shopify.com, they gave a reference to the click-throughs of mobile emails went up from 2014 to 2015. Increased by 22.8%. So with Black Friday coming and Cyber Monday coming, and you're probably getting your email campaign ready for that, take a look at the Shopify note in the large show notes and get ready to do that and add that to the list of things to see and do. And I'm going to stop sharing, if I could talk, and take us back to the desktop at firetalk.com. Thanks to everyone that joined us today for this little brief sojourn. Welcome back tomorrow to Kelvin. I'm sure he'll be back tomorrow, let's hope. And if you go to the show notes, again, take your time and look through all 8 tips about AMP. Incorporate that AMP into your project that you got started up. Maybe the drawing board process needs to include a paragraph or two about how do we apply AMP to which parts of the website are we going to do. Because accelerated mobile pages, it's going to be a big part of the coming fourth quarter. And that's right around the corner. So check out the shout-outs that are on the show notes page. As always, thank you to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, a company that likes to clean in Edinburgh, Scotland. This whole project, this whole thing wouldn't have started. If you want to blame somebody, you can blame Fraser, because I'm following his lead. He inspired me. So on that note, I'm going to say those 3 magic words. Maybe. It's a wrap.